T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Believe it or not, first kisses are in the news today, whether it was Ellen DeGeneres and her passionate lip lock with Howard Stern, which was odd.
We had a reason behind it. He wanted people to stop complaining about Ellen sitting next to George Bush at a football game.
Yeah, and he thought, right, if they want to complain about something, how about making out with me?
Yeah, there you go.
And so they did. And it was every bit as awkward as you. And with a little bit of sweetness tucked in there as well. Yeah. Meanwhile, Kirsten Dunst went ahead and just shattered the dreams of every teenage girl in the world, because it was widely thought that Brad Pitt first kiss on the movie Interview with the Vampire, and lots of girls were thinking,
oh, it's the best, right?
It must have been the best. Well, she dashed their dreams by saying, that's just not accurate. He was not my first kiss. Yep. So there you have it.
Wow.
Believe it or not, John Malkovich was her first kiss.
No.
I'm joking.
Yeah. That would be really disgusting.
Why? He's a handsome man.
She's way younger, and she was pretty young in Interview with the Vampire. So
our phone number is 833-287-1037.
Okay, so first kisses. Producer Jess and John were talking about this as well. You guys were talking about your first kiss yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know what prompted it, but I think probably this whole...
Yeah.
Excuse me. Ellen DeGeneres story. Wow. I get choked up thinking about my first kiss. Danielle Meller, St. Rita School playground, fourth grade, cold day, lots of people watching, super awkward, super cold, kind of a grandma peck kiss on the lips. That was my first kiss. Danielle Meller, hope she's doing well. Never kept up with her. How about you?
Matthew Dwyer, and the reason that we kissed, because I made him play one of the characters and me play the other character from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, were the two older ones that kissed.
Oh.
So you guys played movie, and in the movie scene, you picked a kissing scene.
Yes.
And it was only so you can kiss him for the first time.
100%.
And how old were you?
Oof. 8 or 9.
Okay, 8 or 9.
Maybe, a little older. I can't remember.
Fourth grade for me, which would have made me how old? What's fourth grade? 10? 10, 11?
No, that's younger.
No, that's younger than that.
No,
yeah.
It should be about 9.
All right.
9 or 10.
Tam, your first kiss?
Oh, man. Fifth grade. I just remember that.
No name?
Yes. Yes. It was, hang on, I had to, Mike.
Mike.
Uh-huh. Yep. He wrote kiss in the dirt with a stick and a question mark. And then I'm like, okay.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute. Yeah.
Are you sure he was asking for a kiss, or was he talking about how much he loved the group kiss? Because they were huge at that time.
Yeah. It was it was adorable. Okay. Yes, right. It was. 833-287-1037.
Matt in La Mesa, longtime John Tammy Lister. Good to hear from you, Matt. Your first kiss?
It was with a girl in elementary school at her house.
Okay.
In the Mission Bay area, and it was wonderful. Mm. Her name is Kelly Giske.
Since it was in the Mission Bay area, did you guys keep in touch? Do you still know her?
Actually, I don't. I have no idea where she is nowadays, but she was a sweet girl.
Very nice. 833-287-1037. I would like to think everyone's first kiss has a bit of a sweet memory to it. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning. Maybe you'll get your first kiss here this spring. Jessica was a young 8-year-old who, in a devious turn of
events,
decided to stage a kiss with her first kiss as they were acting out a scene from that romantic movie, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I don't remember there being a kissing scene in that movie.
The two teenagers kissed, and so I made him play the boy teenager, and I was the girl teenager, and we
kissed. He was down?
Not really, no.
Was it the first of many kisses, or was that the only kiss?
Eventually we kissed again, but we were much older.
Oh,
that's a whole different story. That's when you hit the other music out.
Okay. I know what that means. All right.
Producer Tanya, we didn't hear from you on your first kiss. Do you remember the name?
I remember the name, the place, the day, and the feeling.
I remember the feeling, too.
Yeah.
All right. Your guy was named?
His name is Matt Moore. He lives in San Diego.
Matt Moore still around?
Yeah.
You still talk to him?
We're friends on Facebook and Instagram.
You're friends with your first kiss.
Yeah, he was my best and my boyfriend. He was my first boyfriend. And
you've always been the same. You're married to your best friend now.
Yeah, he's married too, so we're all good. Everything's all good. But it was on the 4th of July down in J Street Marina in Chula Vista.
It's a Bruce Springsteen song, Tammy. It's a Bruce Springsteen song.
Fireworks. It was like the perfect time. It was a little sloppy.
It was one of those kisses.
Yeah. I don't think we knew how to kiss.
How old were you?
I was in sixth grade, so like 11 or 12.
Okay. Well, of course you did. It's your first one. How would you know how?
Wait a second. It wasn't like a... It was a real kiss?
It was like a real kiss. Oh, boy, I know. Right. It was weird.
That's how things are done in Chula Vista circa the early 90s, I see. Huh? Okay.
Yep.
833-287-1037. Mary's in Santee. Mary, you want to describe your first kiss?
Oh, yeah. It was in the park under a bridge. His name was David, and we were probably about 12 years old.
And do you remember how your first kiss was?
It was probably a little weird because, you know, we were so young, and it was like, what are we doing? You know?
Yeah, I get it. Danielle Meller from me, fourth grade, on the playground. What is it with the playground? I guess it's the only time we had to be, you know.
Yeah, it's not like we're going out to the bars.
Right, I guess.
It's going to be there.
You know what? The playground is the grade school equivalent of the bars.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Instead, I'll meet you at happy hour, I'll meet you by the seesaw.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Ours was in the front yard. In front of all of my parents and his parents and all the other neighborhood parents that were across the
street. They all watched you?
I mean, they all sat on the porch and chatted, and we'd be across the street playing in the front yard, and they all saw it.
Aw. They probably went, oh, look how cute that is.
When you kissed your first guy, Tam?
Uh-huh.
Did you guys kiss ever again? Because I only had one first kiss with my first kiss. That was it. So she must have been blown away by me.
Not really. And I just looked them up. He's not on Facebook, so I can't look him up.
I've never looked for mine. Yeah. Danielle Meller. Mm-hmm. I wonder if she's there.
But that doesn't surprise me. This person's not a Facebook person. That's just the way they are.
I mean, since fourth grade. My parents moved us around, so I mean, I didn't keep in contact with all. Yeah. Like hearing Tanya's story to me is just so... Wow, so crazy. Like, to be friends with your first kiss ever and like know them still. Was he at your wedding?
Morning, John and Tammy.
Oh, no, I guess not. She's working. What are you thinking, John? I wonder if this is her in Garfield, New Jersey.
I don't know. You'll have to check it out and see.
Not her.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
No, she's. If she was born when I had my first kiss, then there's a big issue.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.